Blog Talk Radio.
During each cycle of life on this very planet, you have a beginning and you have an ending. As each cycle occurs, the souls living are forced to make a decision. They must choose to live life following either the stoic path of devoutness and worship that many believe eventually leads to an afterlife of eternal bliss, or they may choose to live life following the opulent path of hedonism and non-belief, which many believe leads only to eternal damnation. In this day and age, the time of choice is strongly upon us. A lotus of the night, a simple dark lotus, has emerged from sacred soil. From this unfolds a single truth. Those who believe in the gospel of the Dark Carnival recognize this as our last warning. The very next message brought before us will be the almighty Six Jokers card. For now, let us relish within the lotus.
Woo-woo, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Throw your DLs in the fucking sky. Yo, tonight is, of course, Dark Lotus Night on Jungle Rider Radio. Which means we playing nothing but Dark Lotus tonight. I, of course, am your host, Havoc. You got the co-host, Ghetto G and Psycho Killer. They will be joining us very shortly. But what do you say we kick off fucking Dark Lotus Night with a little motherfucking... I don't know, how about we go with Alibaba?
This is the Lotus, the underground, where all darkness meets for the judgment of their afterlife. Six petals, one pod, in an army full of juggernauts, emerging from the center of the earth, willing and able to take control of all unfinished situations by leading the outcasts. Shangri-La!
Venomous snakes, magically charmed, all have disappeared with the wave of a wand. Pharaohs eternally rest in their tomb. Hector's unleashed, allowed doom to consume. Nomads wander, where do they go? Scholars go insane as their minds are juggernauts. Sand grains burn when the sun beats down. Skin rots more as the earth spins around.
I got a handful of dust from the leaf of a lotus. Hold it in the sky, blow it in the air to get my focus. Cut off my fingertip, I wanna see the blood drip. Onto the tail of a possum, close my eyes, make a wish. On my knees, praying to my Alibaba. Can you hear me every time I scream and holler? Problems I want to fucking release without the help of a therapist, my family, or a priest.
You can try to rub my lamp, I might float out and spike your ass like grandpa. I bow to the pyramid, I do confide. The secrets of the carnival are deep inside. Disrespected, foolish, hocus pocus. I split your forehead and plant my lotus. You don't know what this chiller's all about. I might sever your head off and fuck your mouth. Bells and chimes ring 17 times. Faceless souls act out like mimes. Pegasus cry as gargoyles take eyeballs from heads like skinless grapes. Even kings will fall to their knees and end up only knowing one word.
Like
be on site, you never picture this. Talk in reverse, then it shall appear. Standing in front of you with a smile ear to ear. Summoned, called upon from world to world. And he leaving with the souls of the boys and girls.
Welcome to the dead wasteland, children of the damned. Demon told me out of sector, searching out the double fest. A black magician, fallen Christian, warlock, man wishes. Anything your eye envisions, freezing you without admission. Call an holy Bible. Pray to the Father. Forever, all the demons cry together. Tear your body limb for limb. Only demons call upon him.
And we're back. What up, ghetto? What up, Chris? Talk to me how I say what up, Chris. He doesn't really respond.
And he doesn't respond either.
Yeah, but you just made some weird-ass noise.
I'm just wondering what the hell happened on Impact tonight, but I guess I'll find it out soon.
Lotus, the fucking Lotus.
And don't start talking about Impact. That shit can't even hold a candle to WWE.
Well, true. Even though WWE's PG. But it's still way better.
I'm just saying, man, do you see that? Do you see the fucking attack that just happened? It was not even exciting at all.
No, I didn't see anything on Impact.
It's like, oh my god, ooh. It was stupid.
Yeah, such as the fact that all Sting did was just fucking throw his jacket at fucking Bully Ray.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That'll get him some ratings.
Yeah, maybe they'll get a 1.01.
If they're lucky. So who won that last match?
That would be Jeff Hardy.
Oh. I thought he kinda left.
Yeah, I did too for a little bit. I went downstairs to give my cousin a cigarette.
That's pretty much all I saw was like that match and the match you had with AJ Styles. He doesn't even comment. He just goes with it.
WWE, at least TNA, he puts fucking timeless during their fucking shit.
Jeez, man, you can't even talk.
Is he high tonight?
he almost fucked up saying WWE.
Yeah, he's high.
Time limits, man. Ain't nobody got time for time limits.
Well, it's better than the WWE fucking, they have matches that go on forever. Whereas TNA, during the Bound for Glory shit, they give them like 15 minutes.
What matches go on forever?
What, Iron Man matches?
Well, besides your, basic matches that are supposed to last forever.
Exactly, that's the whole thing that's going with there. What WWE matches go on forever?
Yeah, Havoc, come on, man. What match is long? Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about, anything that has, to do with fucking Ryback or fucking Cena. Matches that don't necessarily need to go on forever. Matches with the fucking Shield. I don't need to last forever.
Oh, man, the Shield matches, yeah, those are extremely too long.
Yeah, when they make it 5 minutes, it's too long.
They had a fucking tag team match for like an hour on Raw that 1 week.
Yeah, exactly.
A match that we saw like 5 times previous to that.
Oh, I forgot about that match.
Yeah, the very boring Raw.
I mean, the only Raw I'm focusing on is the action. Very good one.
Wait, what
Sorry,
you think,
Havoc. Sorry, Havoc, we don't need to hear people.
Exactly, nobody needs to talk when you go piss.
It's just gross.
So did anybody tune in here yet?
Not yet. Then again, we don't know that because of the fact we also get people who also tune in through fucking Windows Media and shit like that.
Yeah, but they have to come to the page in order to do that. So it would probably load the chat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll follow up with anybody else. But what do you say we move on to the Mars version of Alibaba?
How about we move on to Call Upon Your Gods instead?
Yeah, what do you want? Mars or ABK version?
The Mars version, of course.
I have a deal.
I think it's funny how the toughest criminals and thugs and whatever, when they're on their deathbed, you know, like the day before they fry an electric chair, all of a sudden they want to get religious. I heard it's like 9 out of 10 inmates on death row are all ultra-religious. That's because they know they're about to die, they're about to meet whatever's after death. It's funny, nobody wants to turn to God till it's too late, till it's time for you to fucking die.
Now the final hour, off the final line, life will end.
And we're back. Oh, yeah, and by the way, for those who don't know, the brand new Twisted site is officially up and running.
And what the hell's the link to that?
Twisted.com.
How the hell they managed that? I guess they had to do a lot of work to get that going again.
Yep. It's officially up. Contact info is up there as well, which means I've officially already sent email requesting an interview with Twisted.
Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, we'll find out. Oh, yeah, by the way, Twisted's already on tour already, too.
Yeah, with Blaze and Potluck and Little White again or some shit.
Rob Zombie.
Oh, wait, no, that was the tour in Canada or some shit.
Okay, wait,
now I'm going to time for Canada.
Wait, what?
Ain't nobody got time for stupidness, of course.
I said, ain't nobody got time for Canada.
What talk about, man? This chick that I used to talk to in Canada just finally started talking again.
Nice.
But yeah, fucking October 10th through November 2nd, Twisted will be headlining Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare Tour.
Yeah, I did see that.
It's going to be fucking awesome. And, of course, apparently it looks like they're going to be doing a show with Sublime as well.
Yeah, they're touring with all the people that they couldn't before. They couldn't do before.
Nope. Again, remember, this show was, you know, got... Blind, Pennywise, KMK is going to be up on this shit too.
But of course, it got bands like that on there. Of course, Cottonmouth Kings is going to be here. They got all the, you know, punk rock type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Cottonmouth Kings is on tour right now, too.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, if anybody's interested, fucking Day of the Dead starts July 5th and ends July 7th. Fucking Wyndham, Indianapolis West. Fucking, it's going to be Twisted. It's going to be Twisted. Fucking Agnes Scrim, Gary Busey. Fucking Tony Todd, Shane Hodder. Tyler Main, so many motherfuckers.
Did you just say Gary Busey?
I think he did.
What the fuck is that dude doing there?
I have no clue. It's going to be a part of Rock and Shock.
Yeah, I think that's the whole Shock part.
Yeah. All this shit that never comes here.
Yeah. It'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Don't that come your way, too?
We'll find out if they'll be a part of this one or not. And if they do come this way, fuck, I'll find my way up to it.
But speaking of strange things, so did you know that they got a fucking Care Bear movie coming out?
What the fuck?
They're a bunch of fucking Care Bears that look like Ted.
If I all asshole like Ted.
Wait, I don't understand why they're doing that. That's weird.
Who knows?
I'm saying they all look like Ted, except, like, you know, they got the look of the Care Bears.
That sounds awesome.
You know, are you ready for the brand new mixtape?
What mixtape?
Twista's new mixtape, A New Nightmare.
Twista's mixtape. That's still coming out on fucking shady records.
Nope, this is a different one.
No.
It's called A New Nightmare, the mixtape.
And when's that come out?
It's already out.
It's already out? What, for free?
You can only hope for that one.
Well, where the hell do you get it at, then?
Looking right now. TwistedShop.com.
Oh, yeah, how much they charge you for there? $40.
That's not up here yet, but definitely coming out, though.
He says it's on the site, but it's not there.
He says it's out, then he says it's not there on the site. Nice.
That was good advertising there, Havoc.
Well, hey, it said coming soon, so.
Coming soon.
And you said it's out.
It's coming, man. It's not here yet.
Let's see. Let's see what else they got here, though, that looks good. Got some dope shirts. They got some dope-ass fucking collecting cards.
Yeah, man, they got some nice shirts there if you want to pay over $30 for them.
Hey, skateboards, too.
I don't fucking skate.
I don't think Havoc even knows how to skate. But I'm going to try.
What am I on a skateboard for?
And Chris, who says you have to ride it?
What the hell would be the point of having it? You're not going to ride it.
Well, think about something, Chris. If you take it to a show, you get it autographed by Twisted. You can hang it up and actually have something that's autographed by them, and that would be worth money, you know, in the near future.
You could take anything to a show, and hopefully they'll sign it.
Get it autographed.
We got here. They got limited stuff too.
You could take Bigfoot there, and maybe we'll sign him.
Exactly.
If he's not trying to kill you for fucking beef jerky.
You must be watching this channel still, then.
He must have seen one of those fucking commercials.
I'm just saying, it happens to be on right now. I don't understand why Bigfoot would want to kill you for beef jerky anyway.
I have no clue. But that motherfucker text anybody for fucking beef jerky.
Be like, bitch, you ain't giving up beef jerky, man.
Should just poison that beef jerky. They won't tag you for it.
Yeah, you would.
Well, then you eat it, then you die. And you get your own beef jerky afterward.
Come on, he's just an animal, man. He ain't gonna know what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
Kind of like that cat in Pet Cemetery that they poisoned.
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of that. Yeah, I know you're about to go into a song, and you're going to play Hurt Myself.
Oh, we can play Hurt Yourself out the Black Rain. Ah, fuck it, I'm going to Hurt Yourself, so I might just go with that. What's called Swarm.
Hurt Myself.
Oh yeah, track 4. I was looking at Swarm for some odd reason. But then again, probably because like I still have fucking have the shit that's still fucking named differently.
I'm horny. I've had it, but hold up, clothes rip, wrap them around my neck, and choke myself to death. No breath. Now I'm out, I'm strapped down, but wait, I can still move my head around. I got about 4 inches between the back of my head and the metal gurney bed. Boom! Slamming it, retraction. Boom. I feel the back of my skull is cracking. Boom. A broken bone is piercing my brain, and I just hammered it in.
Everybody tell me that I need help. I'm in love with pain. I take a needle or a knife and try that motherfucker through my windpipe. Puss might take a razor blade, dip it in some gas, see if I can take a little skin off the calf. Grotesque, I'm a walking body bag, and when it all heals, I pick the scabs. Alone in the casket, buried in the earth, self-inflicted wounds, blood stains on my t-shirt. Kick out the door till my leg fall off. Try to use my head, but my skull too soft. The pain overwhelms, shooting through my kidney. When I stick the shank in me, keep stabbing and sticking.
On Facebook. Yay. So,
Why is it that we come back to an Eminem song?
You mean M-Wall song?
Why were you blasting that exactly?
I'm updating my iTunes.
So, M-Wall fits on a dark, closed night. How?
Well, considering the fact, again, Chris, like I said, updating my iTunes. So while that was playing, I was playing this a little bit.
And talking to somebody on Facebook.
Yeah, hopefully she looks good.
Hopefully she looks good. Are you unable to click photos?
That's what I'm doing right now, but, I don't have these pictures look fake as all hell, so... Chances are, I'm probably getting, catfished.
Chances are, her dick is bigger than yours.
Yeah, because some random blood hit me up. Yo, one, are you single? I go, yes, she goes, me too. Okay.
Well, thank you for that. Well, you should tune into my radio station.
Plus, they're in fucking Wyoming. So, yeah, we ain't going there, bitch.
So now dating in other states is a problem?
I better find somebody here in CT. Preferably in Danbury, or at least Massachusetts.
Well, did you ever call up that pizza chick yet?
Yeah, called her up earlier.
And?
She ain't single yet.
She's not single yet.
Well, this chick right here, he's ever had a shitload of relationships just within this year. Like at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
Six what?
Relationships.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nope, that's quick.
Hey, if you're lucky, you might be number 7.
Yeah.
And when you end, 2 days later.
Yeah, I ain't going for it.
Going for
it. Like I said, I'd rather find somebody either here in CT or fucking Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
I mean, so far, the only chick I've actually found who's single I actually like is that chick Carly Cuntbag.
Carly Cuntbag? What the fuck is
that?
Nice name.
She was here for the interview that we did with Sorrow Seed.
Okay then. Well, hit her up.
I do every single day. I talk to her almost all the time.
Does she respond to you?
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
I'm shocked.
I thought it was one of those creepy things, like you just hit her up and she never answered.
Actually, no. Fucking. Actually, the way it started was she actually added me and hit me up.
Dude, everybody adds you. What the fuck? I don't know why you're so surprised by that.
Oh, yo, she's definitely dope as fuck, though, too, so.
There you go.
Yeah. But, in the spirit of Lotus Night, even though nobody's tuned in. The room, anyways.
Of course not. Fuckers.
Yeah. They go through all the trouble helping us choose a fuck at night, and they don't even turn the fuck in.
I think they all want to be here for a ride at night.
They're not going to be here for that either.
Exactly.
Anyway, we are going to play...
I can see the earth starting to shift inside out. No trace of the moon since the face burnt out. Watch the rain fall down, hard and heavy. Dark black like dirt, but it will burn severely. You could call it the body of the lotus. Hand of the magical, super unnatural, keeping you focused. If the rain didn't get you, then you're here for a reason. Then spread the word to the world that the pot is unseated.
You can hear the thunder clap. The full moon gleaming like the eyes of a cat. The dark lotus is back, bitch. And you can feel the ground pulsating. And all the haters start hating, but it's all been anticipated. And we've been waiting till the timing is right to get to bombing on you bitches who misguided the light. And anybody who don't get it, get the fuck out my sight. Bitch, I ain't explaining, I'm just claiming your life, bitch.
Black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
Raindrops keep falling down,
and I may never know why, know why.
I'm sick of running chainsaw blade all down your throat and fucking out of your ass. I cut your body in half, I gotta be bloody. Need somebody blood on my body, I need to be the bloodiest. My bloody buddies and hotties, I'm about to murder for the locust. Black raining falls upon it. And I don't need no more therapy, I know who I am. And I don't like it played through your brain, through your kablam.
I sit alone speaking with the head of a raven. He sat there and told me why my life's worth saving. So I shot him in the face and I shot myself. After he said that they're trying to turn the kingdom into hell, I was appalled. Put his head in my burlap sack and just damn black rain hit me in the back. I saw raindrops that look like black blood. I'm falling all over the neighborhood. And here it comes now.
Black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why, why.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I may never know why, know why.
A new age, a new time. Now that the planets are aligned, imagine the lotus sign. Imagine the broken minds just waiting to be fixed.
With the petals of the lotus, you can answer all that shit.
We the unstoppable force, all you haters, of course. Armed with the fury, and the family is the power source. Making red clouds filled with black rain sewed up until they become too heavy and burst and I show up.
Maybe your stupid ass ain't heard. It's a pine, little bitch. Hit me back like a message bird. Lift your chin face through the sky's black rain. Palms out, feet are stinging, let your soul get drained. We don't give a fuck, like it or not. Lotus up in the mirror shots, it all took a low spot. I put a stain in their little blink pieces. Cause when we out, bitch, the black rain increases.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
You can tell there's something going on, take a look around.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
Arms spread to the lotus cross, holding it down.
These black raindrops keep falling down.
And I don't know why.
Raindrops keep falling down,
and I may never know why, know why.
How do I know this is part of my real life? How do I know this is part of my real life?
Hey, we're back. So Gil G, how would you like a twisted jar?
Yeah.
Like a twisted jar.
Yeah.
That's how you open jars.
Well,
and close jars.
Oh, up on twisted.com, twistedshop.com, they got a twisted 1/4 ounce jar.
A jar of what?
It's just an empty jar.
What the fuck I want an empty jar for?
$20.
$20? Get the fuck out of here.
How about I give you a lightsaber and you suck on it until it fits your finger?
No thanks.
20 almost for an empty jar. What the fuck you thinking?
Yeah.
Man, that just proves that if you slap like some shit on something, man, people will buy it.
It really does.
Which overall proves how stupid some people are.
Exactly, man. Like, juggalos will buy anything, man. Anything.
Now, you know, whatever you decide to put in them jars, is, you know, your preference there. Give me some fingernails, some fingers, eyeballs, a brain.
A brain? How big is the jar?
It's big enough to fit, you know, to fit a brain.
Oh, yeah? Did you measure it?
But, I mean, hey, I'm pretty sure you could fit a Koopa Ninja's brain in there.
Or you like that dude on the Sonic commercials. You only got half a brain.
I think he's like that dude in the Sonic commercials.
Like I said, I mean, you know, you could always try fitting Koopa Ninja's brain in there.
Well, first I gotta find it.
Or the brain.
What did you just say?
After the jar or the brain?
The brain, obviously.
Is it a brain of a midget? Is that how the jar is big enough for a brain?
I just said Koopa Ninja's brain.
Do you think the brain is smaller, Chris?
Probably. The person's smaller, everything's smaller.
That's not always true there, Chris.
Well, that's my logic, and I'm going with it.
Just let him stick with Chris' logic. Don't fight it. Just let it happen.
Exactly. Or be like Havoc. Don't fight with a 4-year-old if you're just going to lock them in the closet when you're losing a fight with them.
Well, I guess you could do the same thing with a midget.
Exactly.
Just don't try to shove him fucking Wee Man into a closet. He'll probably kick your ass.
Well, that's when you grab the taser.
Although I'm pretty sure he might enjoy the taser.
Well, I mean, it will stun him for a second and just throw him in a closet.
Then he'll put his head through the fucking closet.
Well, speaking of shit or, like that, man, I was watching this video. It was about to be these two girls arm wrestling. And then as soon as they started, man, it was going for a few seconds, and then bam, bitch broke the other bitch's arm. And then she just picked it up like, oh my god. Like she wasn't even like freaking out or anything. She was just like, yeah. Like what the hell? Like we're gonna call an ambulance. Man, what the fuck, man? How do you just snap your arm in half and just be all chill? Like, yeah.
I have no clue.
And then I didn't watch the whole thing, but I think she's like, man, everybody relax. I think she was going to, like, snap it back together or something.
Everybody relax. I have another one.
But man, as soon as I saw that, I was like, what the fuck, man? Just snapped her arm in half.
Just goes to show you, people are fucking retarded.
That's what happens when you don't put your arm all the way on like a table or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why sometimes you should listen to the rules of things that you shouldn't do.
Yeah, like Chris, you know, when he just has a babysitter his fucking nephew.
Would I do better with babysitting than you do? Because I don't lock him in the closet.
Are we really going to have a babysitting fight? No, I watch kids better than you. No, I watch kids better than you.
Okay, so I don't watch her. That's the only reason why he watches them better than me.
Havoc, do you happen to wear a bear suit while you watch children?
Hell no.
That's a lie.
I'm sure if you Morley.
What did you just call me?
I called you Chief Morley.
Who?
Chief Morley. Come on, man. Fucking Val Venus's old fucking character. When he was a part of fucking Great Dissenter.
I don't even remember him changing his name.
Yeah, he did.
And, why are you thinking about Right to Censor exactly?
Because of the fact that I just saw it pop up when I was taking cats off my iTunes.
You're taking cats off your iTunes?
Yeah. Oh, tracks, man. Tracks, not cats.
Are you sure?
I've been, like, doing weird shit. Joke about right for you.
Are we talking, like... the Broadway shit cats, or like literally cats?
Oh, I'm talking about trap, man.
Well, that's not interesting.
So you're talking about tracking cats on iTunes. Weird obsession.
Only Chris would think about fucking tracking a cat on iTunes.
Hey, you're the one who said it.
How do you track anything on iTunes?
Chris, exactly how do you track something up on iTunes?
My question is, why the fuck do they have a Find My iPhone app? It's like, okay, so if you have that app on your iPhone and you lose it, then what the fuck?
then you access, you know, your fucking shit through your computer. And you can find your phone.
Yeah, that was like one thing on the news, man. Some person lost her phone, and then some black girl found it, and she kept taking pictures of herself and shit and posting them on the internet. But meanwhile, you know, the phone is telling this dude everything this person's doing that found his phone, and he's just laughing at it.
Nice.
Like, really, man? You're just going to steal somebody's phone and shit or whatever? Just take a bunch of pictures and post them on Facebook and shit?
Apparently.
Meanwhile, it's being traced back to the owner, and he's just watching you.
That's nice.
He thought it was a joke at first. He's like, what the hell is this? But yeah, man, she probably didn't even know she made the news.
Probably not.
Looking like a dumbass.
Yeah.
So what album are we listening to now?
I said we go into... Leo Pig Brotherhood.
We influence many thoughts, we arrange them. Puns everywhere, there's a reason that we're changing. Flourishing, thriving in the new times. Taking lives, nobody survives. You got your hatchet, throw it in the sky. Five petals appear right before your eyes. Don't get attached to your head like a neck, cause I'll disconnect, dark load is in effect.
Rise out the water, first the book's worst nightmare. Load is settled, flowing, take shape, something in the night. And he'd have got a week in despair, he didn't, nobody cared. Till they see the shadow creeping out of your skin. Gone but not forgotten, they thought they leave us riding with the crosses on their faces as a symbol of the doubt. Trying to dark load is return, the reason is to burn. The season for the shepherd is now to lead the herd.
Loaded, raw, when the deadly agent makes the blood drip down the bacon. flourishing underneath the rays of the moon. The winds of change about the rains that bloom. The five disciples of the Lotus Cross rise up from the swamp, seaweed, and moss. The time has come, our return is evident. Straight out of hell's hole or heaven sent we in bloom. The haunting of the flower. Throw your DLs high and feel power.
Metamorphosized by most change. I survive in the dark with no rain. Chemical imbalance embedded inside of my brain. And all I can think of is how to continue to strain. I'm a listening to past stones, hoping to latch on to pollinate anything with a mask on. Black rose is a sign of your death. Well, the sight of the lotus means death to the rest.
This is the returning everything you tried to bury in between a patch of roses. Makes the lotus
run.
But I'm not a corpse, of course. I'm a lotus of full-blown petals made up of onyx to shoot through the dirt to regenerate. And sunlight flourish to bring doom upon unsuspecting affection to grow slow in the depths of the stagnant water down below. Somewhere where the lights don't shine at all, we are waiting the watery tomb for them to call.
This is the returning everything you tried to bury in between a patch of roses. Makes the lotus
run.
How terrible, right?
Yeah, John, it is.
Hey, you're John, remember?
No.
Yeah, you're JBL.
Oh, yeah.
You're the asshole. Nice.
See, even Chris knows why I got chosen to be that person.
Hey, Chris is, of course, well, Josh Matthews.
So, so what you hear, Matt Stryker is no longer going to be with WWE.
Damn. What happened to that nigga?
They decided they didn't want to renew his contract.
Anyways.
Get probably jumped to TNA.
And in other news, here's a useless fact. Paige is the women's champion in NXT.
Hell yeah.
So just only about that doesn't even matter. Nice.
Yeah. I don't understand why they got championships over there.
For all the nerds that live in Florida to watch it and think it means something.
It gives them something to do.
Every wrestling company has a title, even OVW.
But NXT is nothing.
Which is just basically the prelims to WWE. Why the hell do they have titles?
Because of the fact, you know, before they were FCW, FCW did have titles.
Point is, why do they have titles if they mean nothing?
Like,
oh, cool,
yes,
but
I'm the FCW always... champion.
Oh wait, doesn't mean shit.
I noticed I have that motherfucker's music on my damn computer too. By the way, fucking Adam.
Adam is not here.
He has music actually.
Yes.
He goes by the name of Cuz.
Yeah. Really not sure why, though.
No idea.
It's funny because of the fact, you know, he's online nowadays. Well, partially anyway. Yeah, he doesn't tune the fuck in anymore.
His phone must be dead.
No, his phone works.
Yeah.
He's always posting shit.
Hey, Gerald, did you know that fucking System of a Down was blues?
Blues what?
It's a genre of blues.
Yeah. It would fit right under that.
Okay, considering the fact that's what it's labeled under on my fucking computer. I fucking download it and it's labeled under blues.
Why are computers so stupid?
Exactly. It's like, if you download a horrorcore CD, it puts it under, like, R&B. It's like, okay, this is definitely great R&B.
Yeah. Sounds just like it.
It'd be funny if you put it under country. It'd be like, okay, what the fuck?
Man, nothing would ever be labeled under that.
Shit, country music wouldn't even be labeled under that shit.
Yeah,
I'm figuring what
country music is bad.
Exactly.
I wonder if that dude's done fucking chopping and screwing up gangster here.
I don't know. You're the only person that knows who the hell it is, so hit him up.
Maybe later.
Maybe later. Don't bring it up if you ain't gonna do it, nigga.
Yeah, dumbass.
That dude just gets fucking annoying, like, talks about stupid use of shit.
That was kind of like, people that feel obligated to hit me up after I posted a status about why do I need people on Facebook if they never talk. Like, dude hit me up, he's like, what up? I was like, man, don't feel obligated to talk to me.
I should put that status up because I can't talk to anybody right now.
But you need to get your shit fixed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, how did this randomly stop working?
Well, for some odd reason, you know, he seems to blame his computer for it.
Well, I mean, he can post shit, he can share shit, he can comment and all that, but he can't message.
I got no emails or anything saying it's blocked.
Well, I don't know why you would be blocked and not only, well,
I mean,
I
shit, if you're blocked, they would at least tell you you're blocked.
Well, there's that too, yeah. But I don't know. They usually switch it up, I guess, when they block you and shit, you know, when the things that you can do and things you can't do.
Yep.
I mean, I should know.
Yes, you should.
Speaking of which, I'm expecting to be blocked at some point because I did send out a few friend requests the other day.
Yeah, I'm still blocked. I don't give a fuck anymore though.
So I'm sure somebody's gonna say that they don't know me.
Shit, I got blocked once and only once where it said nothing to me confirm I know people before sending them friend requests.
That was like some foreign motherfucker trying to add me, man. They're like, do you know this person outside of Facebook? I'm like, no.
You know this foreigner with a backpack outside of Facebook? Yes.
Motherfucker, I don't live in Abu Dhabi. Like, the fuck?
Abu Dhabi.
And why you only got one friend?
Goddamn foreigners with backpacks. Send them all the bus to beat.
Do you know they got Facebook in foreign countries?
Apparently.
Yeah, they draw it on the wall. No, seriously, I've seen a picture like that, man. This black dude was just staring at the wall and shit. It said, like, Facebook. And I don't know. It's just really weird.
That's awesome.
But if you donate money, you can get them a nice laptop so they can go on Facebook, Chris.
Yep. Tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, fuck that shit. We are not a charity.
Hell no,
exactly.
They ain't getting fuck out of her.
Get the hell out of here with your 20 kids, bitch.
Your fucking 2,000 kids.
2,000 kids?
Shit, that bitch looks like sex.
Man, is that even possible? Could a bitch birth out fucking 2,000 kids?
I don't know, that's the people in China.
Why? They'll just tell me if it's a female, they'll kill it.
Well, there you go.
There I go, boy.
For the show. Come on, man. If they're having that many kids and they have to kill those fucking kids.
So are you saying that they just keep trying after they kill their kid?
Yeah.
And they just keep, you know, doing that thing people do, you know, pray that it's the boy.
Apparently. I don't understand why they didn't have to get rid of the fucking females and, you know, kill the females.
I don't know. If
like,
anything, I'd kill the dudes.
That's okay. I mean, you know, we don't need that many assholes in the world anyways.
Man, there's tons of assholes in the world already.
Yeah, look at us.
Well, why you gotta go there all the time?
Yeah, Josh Matthews.
Well, these are not like a call.
Not this one.
That we know of.
That we know of? What the hell? Are you Michael Cole? Are you a coal miner?
I think Abby's the coal miner.
No.
Hell no.
He's the Miztard.
Oh, of course. You always forget your local Miztard.
No, I'm Jerry King Waller.
Oh, did you know that the Miz's new t-shirt that he has out, he fucking stole that shit off of something that was set online? The whole, you know, the haters are starting to like me or something like that. Yeah, that has nothing to do with what I just said, okay?
It really doesn't.
But anyway, what it says on the back of his t-shirt is pretty much, I said that in a song that I did. That fucking bastard.
Yeah, he should be paying you for the fucking song.
Yeah, you should be paying me for the song that I did on a stolen beat. Fuck you, pay me.
Yeah, you ain't ever seen that money ever.
Yeah, well, the person that made the beat's never going to see no money for that beat either.
Very true.
They're a douchebag.
That's why it's always funny whenever, you know, you go to a show or something and you hear people rapping on beats that, like, you've heard before or you use yourself. Like, that's all around here, man. Everybody rapping on stolen beats at shows. I just talked to myself.
I was just drinking.
Yeah, you're always fucking drinking, bitch.
Hey, it's better than you all the time.
Yeah, maybe you should start drinking. Maybe you'll have more to say.
I feel like I smoked some weed.
No, I don't want you to giggle like a little bitch. I want you to talk.
No, if he starts drinking, he's going to pass him the fuck out in the middle of the show.
Or we'll just find some random fuck to call in here, you know, talk about shit we don't care about. But at least we'll be talking.
Exactly.
Well, we could try that, but, I mean, come on, man, we had people fucking get involved with the fucking vote here, and they didn't even tune the fuck in.
You're still getting robbed with the vote?
He did say that.
Tell them we have cookies.
We tried that. They don't tune in for that either.
Come on, man. They're a bunch of fat asses. Come on, man. Tune out. You know you want some cookies.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, come on. Like, how many promos do we have of saying, come to the Juggalo Rivalry? We have cookies. And nobody tunes in when we use those ones either.
Yeah, motherfuckers. The force is not with them.
I was going to say, why don't we just start lying to them saying we have people on here with us, like fucking horses or some shit.
You know, I was thinking that the other day, too. I was like, what if we just told them we had some famous people on here and shit? And then they tune in and be like, what the fuck, that motherfucker ain't on here.
He has strep though.
Be like, April Fools.
In June.
In June. There you go. Post that up right now. Tell them we got somebody here.
Seriously, Maria, we have somebody here.
Tell them we have Dark Lotus here.
Well, yeah, well, I just told me I have Eminem up on here.
Oh, yeah, a lot of hateful people will tune in then. Be like, I'm going to call in, man. I'm going to say some fucked up shit.
Well, why would they do that? Let's get away.
That I'm dead and gone. Look at me, I'm floating like the breeze. With my roots strong like trees, I'm filtered in your memories. Holding the candle like vigil, saying a prayer. My name is Grace Perry with the pain on my face. I put the chase up long enough. I lived a lifestyle wrong and tough. And now my life spans up. I give a fuck, I'm about to run it in the afterlife. And hopefully they put my soul in the wood tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
And make a lot of people happy, no funeral possessions, no plot at the cemetery. Find me. I could be alone in my own world. The wagons come take me away from the killing field.
If I was to die,
would you finally shut your mouth? Understand what I am, understand what I'm about. Like curse, place me high upon your pedestal. I'm about to find out.
Second story.
I
wanna
die so I can see the other side. I
wanna
die so I can fly. I wanna die so I can see the other side.
Myself a ladder hanging on the wall. Maybe you'll think it's a gold record. Yes, everybody follow my hearse. Why does everybody always gotta go and die first before their homies are missing them and family members kissing them? Everybody, even enemies, stop dissing them. I wanna die so I can haunt my buddy. Stand behind him in the mirror with my eyes all bloody. Stick my long black cold tongue all in the ear and be like, I'm only playing and disappear. I wanna die and have everything in. What happened to my father? Why was I a bastard? What is thunder? Is it really God bowling? And nighttime's a blanket and the stars are the holes in it?
I wanna die so I can see the other side. I wanna die so I can fly. I wanna die. Take me to the other side. I wanna die so I can fly. I wanna die so I can see the other side. I wanna die.
necessary. You understand, you never question the emotions of an unstable man. I got the petals of a lotus and the pedal to the floor, following a black hearse in the rain through a thunderstorm. Never once did I envision me being stuck in such a situation. He made decisions, now a spirit levitating. I can see him waving at me through the window of the hearse. He's crying blood, it all stops and it gets worse.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, at least that's what I was told when I was on the come up. Been to the grave and it ain't no joke. Resurface to the earth with the spirits I invoke. Cut down in my prime when my clock got hit. Now I'm riding in the back of a hearse and shit. Darkness, pitch black, never seeing no one. And the devil got his darkest demons riding shotgun.
I wanna die so I can see the other side. I wanna die so I can fly. I wanna die, take me to the other side. I wanna die so I can fly. I wanna die so I can see the other side.
And we're back.
Do you ever see people do some stupid shit and just wish that they would die?
Yes.
Or at least just get injured very badly.
Yes.
Because, like, I saw these douchebags riding these dirt bikes in the middle of the road and shit and blew past some stop signs and shit. I was like, I hope you get hit by a car.
So nice. Every moment for me returning to say so nice after you say that.
I was like, either that or, like, the fucking dirt bike falls and crushes your skull or something like that.
That's even nicer.
Yeah. Wow. This is very exciting here, host.
Of course. I'm kind of just standing around outside, running away from a cat that's trying to jump up on me and claw me.
What the fuck?
You say you're running from a cabbage that's trying to jump up and claw you?
A cat.
And why is this cat attacking you?
I'm at my mom's house, and there's three cats here, and the cat doesn't recognize me in the dark.
Hey, man. When they said, you know, the pussy should come to you, that's not what they meant.
Exactly. And shit, those animals are colorblind too, so what the fuck?
The pussy doesn't recognize you in the dark.
Exactly. That evil pussy.
Man, it is. It's the devil.
Yep.
Trying to suck you in.
But that bitch ain't getting me.
Havoc.
Yo.
The fuck are you doing, man?
About to post the status on Facebook. After a fucking...
Yeah,
after I probably piss people off, but I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah? What are you saying this time?
I'm gonna say, all right, I'm gonna get this off my chest. It's dope and shit that y'all like the links and the pics and share the link and the fucking pic for JR. But the ones that like the shit but don't tune in, like, seriously, you got time to like shit, but can't tune in. I mean, Juggler Radio exists for the fam. It's a place for y'all where y'all can come and chill and kick back with some music, meet new family, even call in shit. Shit, if y'all got requests, shit, we play them. So, you know, so when you like our shit and don't tune in. Don't tune into
support us. They'll come bitching and crying when we don't support your shit.
Yeah. Why the fuck we gotta support people's music and their bullshit when they won't even come here and have a little chat with us? You know, Chris is very lonely. Chris needs people to talk to, people.
Yeah, besides the cat that's chasing him.
Yeah, man, can't you see this?
I don't know you're putting it against me now.
Man, we're trying to get the sympathy vote.
Yeah, we are.
It's not going to work because I just don't give a shit.
Well, that and then, you know, everybody on the internet isn't going to care either.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the most they're fucking like this shit.
They're gonna look right past this, and they're gonna go look at some titties.
Yep. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, you know, seriously. Like, I mean, like we did fucking Dark Lotus Night for them. I mean, you know, we asked them, hey, yo, what do you want to hear, Dark Lotus Night or Riders Night? I mean, either way, you're getting both fucking Thursday and Friday. But I mean, still, I mean, you know, we made it that way. You know, they get the choice. You know, and they can tune in and hear another butt Lotus, another butt Riders, you know, whatever the fuck they want to hear.
I thought you were about to say buttload.
I'm not going to.
Anyway, go on.
So, I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, half these orders want us to fucking support them, and half these listeners, they want us to support their shit, support their page, but yet, you know, they can't come support us when, you know, hey, we're doing this for them. You know, I mean, and honestly, you know, I ain't got to fucking sit here and spend my hard-earned money doing JR for motherfuckers that won't fucking appreciate it and tune the fuck in and support.
Yeah, they expect you to play with meat and pay for this shit and then not tune in. What the fuck they thinking?
I mean, come on, even before that, when I was working at the fucking hospital, working fucking Macy's and shit, you know, just to fucking earn money. That way JR can keep going on, so if people, you know, actually have some chill, fucking tune in, chat with fam, fucking meet new fam. Hell, yo, I mean, like, you know, think about this ghetto. Yo, back in the fucking day, yo, we had artists coming up on here. Fucking, yo, we had artists, yo, hooking up with other artists for fucking collabs and shit, man.
Yeah, well, back in the MySpace days there, I did collaborate with a bunch of people. Did meet a bunch of people on this shit, actually, yeah. Met some cool people. Met some asshole people that I never want to fucking talk to. You got them crazy ones that stop by, you know, just ranting about shit. But, you know, whatever, at least people tuned in.
Exactly, man. Fucking, I mean, come on. I mean, shit, I mean, yeah, we hooked up other artists. But hell, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's been like a few fucking lows and lefts that I tuned in and hooked up with each other. Probably fucking all up somewhere, you know, having fucking little lows and lefts in the fucking backwoods of fucking bumblefuck fucking Alabama.
The fuck did you just say?
Fucking Alabama.
I don't know, man. I don't know about people hooking up off of this, though.
Man, this dude Jay
I mean, making music and whatnot, yeah, people have done that.
Yeah, but again, I mean, come on, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, like, we've had a few listeners, you know, that have talked to each other and, you know, end up fucking adding each other up on MySpace or Facebook, and, you know, so, like, somewhere down the long lines, fucking, like, actually hook it up and shit, too.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say I'm able to have a better friendship with people online than in fucking person. Because the people that I had friends in real life, man, I pretty much told all of them to fuck off in the past, like you. But, like, you know, people who I've known for years offline and shit, man, I still talk to them.
Hell yeah.
Or they keep coming back out of the blue.
Yeah, like that chick you were talking about.
Yeah, like, well, like that, well, you know, she went through some tragic shit, man, But then somebody else that came out of the blue, man, my friend from Portugal, man, just came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, you see, I mean, come on, I got these people fucking tuning in once, and then knowing about tuning in again. I'm like, you know, they'll say that they're going to fucking tune the fuck in, and that's dead, and so forth, they don't do it.
Yes, I don't understand. There's really no explanation for it.
I mean, come on. Like, you say you're going to tune in and, you know, at the same time, you know, like, I mean, come on. Like, half these motherfuckers hit us up on the fucking JLR like page asking us to play their music. We play their shit. They don't even tune the fuck in or help fucking promote or support the fucking shit.
I know, right? We get all these damn posts on the damn thing. Check out this track. Check out this motherfucker. Why do I want to listen to your shit, man? Half the time, it's fucking terrible.
Exactly, but I mean, even if it's fucking terrible, I mean, yo, we still give them fucking airplay, you know, just to show love and show that JR's got their fucking back and we'll support them. But, you know, if you ain't gonna fucking support us, we ain't supporting you back.
Yeah, it's how it's supposed to work. We support you, you support us, but it's only going one way, man. It's like the bitch in a relationship. She running everything.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I mean, yo, think about it. Yo, in the past, like, yo, how many fucking artists have we given these motherfuckers? We've given them Ice-T to fucking chat with, Tech N9ne, Calico, fucking, you know, yo, Cut Calhoun, fucking KMK. Like, we give these motherfuckers so much in the fucking past. You know, what other things do you really find out there where you can actually call up? And I mean, like, really call up and even be in a chat with the same and get your questions asked to motherfucking artists. I mean, such a big name like fucking Ice-T, Gwar. Your motherfuckers are hard as fuck to get a hold of. But yo, I made my fucking shit possible to actually get a hold of these motherfuckers. And I mean, think about this. Yo, we've had Ice not once but twice. And yo, and that's one, and that motherfucker's the one busy ass motherfucker. You know, with his music career, fucking acting, or like whatever the fuck he's doing, yo, that motherfucker's busy, but yet, either way, yo, I still managed to get him, and even fucking, I even stated him for himself. He's got none but respect for Juggalo Rider Radio.
Matter of fact, now that you brought him up, man, you know he's putting out a novel?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, see that? I know things.
And, you know, and even though fucking Dickless Conundrum fucked my, you know, Dr. Total Strength, fucking, yo, even there, yo, I mean, like, we're still good on good terms with fucking Strange. I mean, yeah, we can't, you know, I mean, yeah, they asked us not to hit him up, you know, to like, the next couple fucking tours passed, but that's fucking cool with us, you know, because you know what? We got to know what respect and love for him, that, you know, we're going to respect that. But, I mean go ahead, man.
No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, nothing's even happening with them right now anyway that we need to talk to them about.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's just a point of, like, you know, I mean, you know, like, half these motherfuckers, you know, want us to get people up on here. I mean, come on, like, how many people have we had tell us to get Tech? How many people told us to get Calico and shit like that? And we've done it for them, but they don't, but in return, they don't tune the fuck in and support us. Because, in fact, they're the ones asking us, get half these motherfuckers.
Maybe they're still stuck back in the day whenever and people tuned in and thought you were just bullshitting them with who was actually on the phone.
Yeah. And then they tune in and actually fucking find out for themselves that we've actually gotten these motherfuckers. Not once, but twice. I mean, come on. I mean, sure, you know, we've almost had almost every single fucking artist on Strange Music up on here. Almost we need to get now a J-Rock. Fucking Mayday and fucking and Brother Tongue, and that's it.
And Sus Crew.
And Sus Crew. And so think about it. Other than those four, you've probably gotten every single motherfucker on Strange. I mean, come on. Yo, I mean, you know, we bust our asses to get these motherfuckers. I mean, you know, because it's on fact, at the same time, you know, yeah, they got their shit doing, but, you know, we managed to get these motherfuckers for y'all. But, you know, y'all can't tune the fuck in. Oh, look.
That's the only thing that's missing. Y'all.
Yeah. Got a guest in the room. What's up, guest? Sign in the chat with us. Yes,
yo,
and I guess I'm ranting about this shit.
We'd like to welcome to the rant fest of Havoc himself.
On Dark Lotus Night, the rant part of it.
Name a song by Lotus, and it will be played next. Dun dun dun.
Hey, the one more person. This right here, you know, even to the motherfuckers that don't support us, this is right for y'all. if it wants to fucking play.
Of course, brown ass bitch in the face.
I would love to do that to motherfuckers that like the shit and don't tune the fuck in.
It's funny, we gotta get angry to get people tuned in.
I know, right?
It's awesome, though.
We gotta hulk up.
But, I mean, like, seriously, I mean, you know, I'm not even done my rant yet, because once my fucking things decide to unfreeze, but, you know, I mean, come on, seriously, if we can't have these motherfuckers for them, and again, and I'll take the motherfuckers we've had, and, you know, they're not easy to get, I mean, come on, these motherfuckers are busy as all fuck, but yet they take time out of their schedule to fucking join us up on here. Again, IST, twice, four, fucking little one.
And on top of that, man, they tune in and give us their time on a show that's, like, nothing major.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, we've had Kitty. We've had OTEP. We had fucking Tech Twice, fucking Calico, KMK, Potluck. Shit, man. We managed to get fucking Rehab up on here. Like, motherfuckers that haven't been heard from in some long ass fucking time.
Yeah, man. He was at a show and shit.
Hell yeah, man. Yo, look at fucking Liquid Assassin. We had him call in, and that motherfucker was busy at a show, too.
Yeah, but he wasn't performing and shit, though. He was just there.
Exactly. But still, the fact that he took time out of, you know, being at a tech show.
like he said, man, he got love for us, man. That's why he's doing the damn interview.
Hell yeah. But check it out. I'm gonna play this track. This is for you motherfuckers. Even if you ain't gotta show love to us, we're gonna show love back to you. Just to show you how we fucking roll up on here.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. And I said I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my homies, members of the low. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide, where the hatchet straight out the loaded pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalo. Dark notice, psychopathic, that's the way it go.
So many people in the matrix die alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, hey. Keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark Lotus for life until I'm dead in the crown. I give a death to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy. Until eternity,
I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy. Until eternity,
I'll always have Juggalo family.
Six individual pedals, four for one stem. They try to ride the wave and they'll follow any trend. Cause we ascend from the dirt, still grit and grind. Make a bind, Juggalo minds, the crush makes it shine. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes brought a Juggalo for the hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. We psychopathic.
All my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the Juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy. Until eternity,
come on. I'll always have Juggalo.
Thankful for the family that adopted me in. And since I live on the underground, it all fit in. I can't explain all the power that the carnival brings. All the energy from
from y'all when the hatchet swings. All I know is that I'm staying cause it's where I belong. Dark loaded on my wrist until I'm dead.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built a team, killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B-level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the Juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless to me.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
And we're back.
Yeah, personally, I like the other version better.
Yeah, but you know what? There was something to go into, and I was right there anyways.
That chorus is just stupid. I like the other one better.
Let's play the other one.
He just wants to play the other one because he doesn't want to talk.
That sounds good to me. I mean, I said what I needed to say.
Fuck it. Round two.
Fight. Hell yeah.
And they wanted to know if I would trade 10 Juggalos for 100 mainstream fans. Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't trade 10 Juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 Juggalos is priceless.
I got love for my home, members of the low. United we stand, squashing all deadly forces. Been to hell, could have spent eternity there. All the bad shit I done, I should still be there. Juggalos, can you feel me? Worldwide, with a hatchet straight out the Lotus Pod. Always got your back till the end, screaming Juggalos. Dark Lotus,
psychopathic, that's the way it goes.
So many people in the matrix die alone, hey. Not me, my soul belongs to Juggalos, hey. Keep me going when I'm down and out. I pick the phone up, drop them a line, and hear them shout, saying Twisted is the shit, and I'm down with the clown. Dark Lord is for life until I'm dead in the crown. I give a damn to all my homies and killers who get it started. All my Juggalos always represent for the departed.
Yeah.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have Juggalo family.
Six individual pedals, four for one stem, and trying to ride a wave, and they'll follow any trend. Cause we extend from the dirt, filth, grit, and grind, make a vine, juggle no minds, the crush makes them shine. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is yours. Let the wagons of the dark carnival show you different worlds. Any hoes brought a juggalo, sort of hatchet, tell them come suck on your dick. We psychopathic.
All my life I've been living it all alone. I'm like a king with no people and no crown or a throne. And what I'm speaking on is what I'm feeling like. Do you know what it's like to feel the warmth of the sunlight? I really like to know, cause I've been chilling in the dark for so many years that I question love in my heart. I hate everyone and I hate everything except for all the juggalos and all the love that they bring.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me.
Come on.
I'll always have juggalo family.
I'm gonna make myself clear. It's the L family, Juggalos, right? Check. You could take away my mic, you could take away this light, but the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. We eternal, past this earthly bullshit. Dogs on another level, can you feel this? It's Twisted, Blaze, and ICP. And if you fucking with my dog, for you, D.I.E.
If it wasn't for Shaggy, my shirt would still be baggy. I wouldn't be fat, I'd still be hungry and crabby. We used to buy our own records at the store, so they would think it was a hot seller and order more. But we built some team killers with the same dream. We couldn't reach the top, we stayed B-level like Charlie Sheen. Finally realized we'll always have the Juggalos. I'll never give another second to the mother hoe.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me.
Wanted to know if I would trade 10 juggalos for 100 mainstream fans.
Yeah,
and I said, I wouldn't trade 10 juggalos for 100,000 mainstream fans. 10 juggalos is priceless to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mass murder makes me happy. Dead bodies make me happy.
Say what you will of me. I'll always have juggalos. I'll always have juggalo family.
And we're back.
Oh, great.
Hello, Fatshead. Somebody comment on my fucking status.
Oh, yeah?
Funny enough, it's the same person. One of the people who likes our shit but don't want to tune the fuck in.
And they said?
We'll preach on, homie. Let these fuckers know. Ha ha, much motherfucker with clown love for life. Bitch, you one of them.
Was that Adam?
Someone named J. Eba Hearn.
Shit, that person liked all of my posts, too. For the show.
Is that a dude? Is that a chick? What is that?
It's a dude.
We think.
Oh, it's a dude. Chris, unlike, you know, the thing you dated, this dude actually has a picture.
Wah, wah, wah.
I mean, clearly it's a dude in the picture, Chris.
Yeah, but the dude could be catfishing. And he could be a chick.
He could, except, you know, you could actually see him taking a picture of himself in a fucking mirror.
No, not a mirror picture.
Oh, damn. He went out with that damn mirror picture.
So, obviously, he's not catfishing, Chris.
Well, of course he's not catfishing, Chris.
Dude, nobody would waste their time doing that.
Yeah, that's true. So, Chris, speaking of which, Gettles, you notice Chris actually finally got a new picture in his fucking as a profile pic for once.
I know, I commented it.
I was like, what the fuck is this dude looking like the goddamn fucking members of Man of the Mafia for?
I said,
because I decided to buy an ice shirt for once.
Why the fuck are you running that shit like that?
I said, hi, ladies.
I'm glad everybody thought I was like, God damn it, Ghetto. I started laughing.
And then Dan Rabbit liked it for some reason. Damn you, Rabbit.
Yeah. Rabbit's just a fucking retard.
Most of the time.
Well, she's always drunk or whatever, so I don't think she really liked it.
No, she liked my comment.
No. Well, she actually liked the picture, too.
Well, see, she...
That's a totally
separate
thing.
I guess she was trying to be nice then.
Not about being nice to nobody.
Nah, she's just probably drunk again.
And another one gone. Another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Hey, I'm going to kick you, Rabbit. Another one bites the dust.
Don't be kicking rabbits. What's the matter with you? It's animal cruelty.
Hey. But they just multiply, so who the hell cares if you kick one? There'll be five more by the time you kick it.
That's called magic.
That's a bird. Alakazam. Or Alakazam. Or what the fuck am I going to call it?
Abracadabra.
Alibaba.
No, Alibaba is not going to say magic.
Oh, you never know with this black magic.
Well, I guess we're going to a song then, and I'm not even going to continue your talking. Go ahead.
Thank you.
raccoon.
Beat the rats.
The raccoon.
Skin the cat.
Macko, hacko, Lucifer.
Hacko, macko, Lucifer.
Meditate.
Body weight.
Humiliate.
Castorate.
Hey.
Contemplate.
Hey.
Decapitate.
Segregate.
Poison.
Venom.
Vixen.
Pleasure.
Vortex.
Vomit.
Vulture.
Treasures.
Hex of fire.
Hex of pain.
Hex of losses.
Hell will gain.
Blood of children.
Blood of pigs.
Dig, Solomon, dig, dig.
Dig your grave.
Be my slave.
Lot of wicked spirits to brain.
Black is magic, leave my soul.
Give my angels all control.
Black is magic, let me see.
Keep your black tongue off of me.
Black is magic, drop your chain.
May you never speak my name.
Black is magic, watch you cower.
Bite your tongue at holy power.
Why people in this magic? Angelic Norton say it never happened. Only thing they'll believe is what's tragic. Jack throws it, nobody wanna catch it.
I know we you go west and the moon follows both of us. Volcanic lava, earthquakes, weather, causes
ache.
Music, love, the unseen drug, fucking lightning bug. Hypnosis, ESP, mental telepathy. Amityville, northern lights, blood red moonlit night. Rings of Saturn, the black hole, mind over body control. Exorcisms, Mary's crying, unknown objects flying.
So that fucking playoffs finally done already?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn it. Which means I gotta see another one more fucking people fucking chanting for the Blackhawks and Bruins on my goddamn fucking status. Like, shut the fuck up! Nobody cares!
Jeez, man.
I think about it, like, every single time I get on my fucking shit, all I'm seeing is fucking people cheering on the fucking Blackhawks or the fucking Bruins. But nobody gives a fuck.
Well, they need to do something now that something important's happening.
Oh, yeah. It's so important.
Any other time of the year, they ain't going to be talking about hockey.
Let's see up in Canada.
Next, they're going to be talking about football.
Yeah, they'll be talking about boot.
Yes.
All that boot is going to be chased by cats.
So, you should probably play the song Kaboom.
I should. Round to it.
Yeah. Instead of wasting your time, you should just play Headache.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's go with this one.
They take me down again.
all the wonderful people who did not tune in but liked everything, fuck you.
That's probably the nicest thing you've ever said.
It really is.
I know, right?
Yes, I do know.
We all know.
Now, do you really?
Do you really know what it's like?
Como se dice si?
You just said it, idiot.
Yeah.
So how do you say yes in Spanish?
Yeah, but you just said it.
Yeah, so there's no point in repeating yourself in Spanish there, Chris.
No point for us to answer you if you already know.
Gay ass laugh.
Jeez. Leave Chris alone. He's done nothing wrong to you. Yet.
Exactly. Yet.
Hope it's not just that they doesn't really promote too much.
Man, it doesn't matter, man. We could promote for days and nobody would care.
Sure, we could have a show we could once a week and promote every single day of the week and still we have no way to it.
Exactly.
Fucking people. They all claim to be fam. Morons.
Come on, man. You know that shit don't work no more.
Hell no, it don't.
We do it for the fam, man. What the fuck, man? No, you don't.
That shit went out the window a fucking long time ago.
Exactly. Now it's, if you're a hot chick, man, you know, that's the only time anybody gonna pay attention to you.
Yeah, because they're going to sit there and call you a whore.
Well, then there's that aspect of it, too.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, nothing we can do about it.
All we can do is kill them. That's just being stupid.
Although it is funny seeing so many statuses about people's grammar.
Well, yeah.
One day people will learn how to use the right your.
I doubt that one.
One day. I have a dream.
Okay, Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay, 4 score and 7 years later, everybody knows how to use the correct form of the word your.
Shut the fuck up, Abraham Lincoln.
Man, this isn't history class.
Martin Luther King and Abraham Lincoln to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they both need to shut the fuck up.
Hell yeah. It's that gave birth to them both.
Did you say you gave birth to both?
No, I said in the idiots that gave birth to both of them.
Although I think the person that shot Abraham Lincoln should get his own day.
Agreed.
It was a good day in history.
Yeah, and what about the person that shot Martin Luther King Jr.?
But it was too late at that point, though.
Yeah, he already died.
But as for Abraham, or not, as Martin Luther King, I really don't care. That's the reason why black people don't have dreams anymore.
Because that's how they get shot.
Because the last one that had Dream got shot, yes.
How they just have nightmares of being shot or being
that's
jailed.
That's one of those racist jokes.
Oh, man.
Cocky.
What the fuck did you just say?
It's like you want, I don't know. Either he wants coffee or he wants cocky.
Yeah. Either he wants coffee or he wants cock. It's all I heard.
Apparently.
I want coffee, definitely. I ain't got enough milk for that shit, so fuck out of here.
Then go to Walmart and buy some fucking milk. It's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, because there's nobody going to be there. There's nobody going to be there, Chris.
Open 24 hours a day. I'm pretty sure somebody will be there, jackass.
That doesn't make any sense.
Chris, Chris, the main people that are going to be there are the fucking overnight people that, do the fucking stocks and shit. Not fucking cashiers.
There actually will be cashiers there. It's open 24 hours a day. There are cashiers there 24 hours a day.
Tell me.
Called having a night shift.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
Chris, you realize not every Walmart is open 24/7, right?
Well then, your Walmarts must suck.
You can't really keep saying it's open 24 hours a day, 24/7. Because it's not. It closes.
Man, this nigga can't even talk.
Well, all the Walmarts that are local to me, wherever I'm at, have always been 24/7.
Yeah, but well, that's 24/7 too.
Ours closes at, let's see what. The one near.
Well, I guess that's just Connecticut.
No, Chris, I don't think it's just Connecticut. I'm pretty sure not every Walmart is 24/7.
Well, if it's not, then they're smoking crack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's like a million fucking Walmarts.
Yeah, even in China.
Fuck China. Why do you keep bringing up China?
I think he wants to go live in China.
Go live in China.
Or he wants Chinese food.
That Chinese food sounds good right about now, too.
Goddamn, it actually does.
Hey, Chris, you don't want to burn it up this time.
Yep.
No, you're like, I wouldn't mind living in China or Japan. One or two.
Well, adios.
So you could look like the idiot who can't speak your language.
Of course, you guys, they actually speak English in Japan and China too, right?
Also.
Maybe some people do, but they actually speak Japanese or Mandarin.
And actually, of course, China actually has two languages. Well, technically three. English being one of them, and then there's Cantonese and Mandarin. But they also speak English.
But probably as a second language, and they don't know it that well.
That you know of.
What you say?
Speak slowly. Me no understand.
Hey, just take a retort.
That's why what they speak English like from China.
Yeah.
Killer T, you are being deleted off my iPod.
Killer T?
Yep.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, I'm removing him, along with Kid Crusher and anybody in effect.
Kid Crusher. I still don't see the big hype.
I don't think he ever will.
So he's from Australia, and he does horrorcore.
Woo! Yeah, Tripp is the same way.
Well, Tripp's, man, he's a funny dude or whatever, but, you know, I got a problem with him.
Yeah.
I don't listen to him, but I don't got a problem with him.
Yeah, no, he's cool. Kid Crush, on the other hand, could just be a fucking full-out dick.
But yeah, people are still going to be obsessed about him.
Yep. At least I noticed because I have talked to him before.
Oh yeah? Why was he a dick to you?
He was a dick to me. He was just a plain-out fucking dick in general.
Well, why?
Yeah, what the fuck did you say to him to make him a dick?
First, you realize it wasn't me that said anything to him. He was just a full-out dick in general. You realize that, right, Chris?
He said you were talking to him, and he was a dick. So you must have said something to make him be a dick.
Chris, you're a fucking idiot.
So,
you realize,
are we gonna get an answer here, or what?
I didn't say shit to him. All I did was fucking hit him up for a fucking interview one day, and he was a fucking dick about it.
Well, what did he say?
He doesn't do interviews for free.
Well, why should we pay people for interviews? I still don't understand that.
I don't think we're ever going to understand that.
I don't think there's anybody out there that you have to pay to do an interview.
That'd be funny. It's like, okay, so I'm going to get interviewed for the job, and you got to pay me to interview me.
Yeah, right.
That'd be awesome.
Like, bitch, pay me, man, and give me the job.
I don't give a fuck if I get the job. Just pay me for the interview.
Yeah, fuck your job, man. Just pay me for this interview.
I'm going to go for 30 interviews today. I don't give a fuck if I get this job. So, just pay for the interviews. I'm good.
Hell, man, if that was the case, man, I'd have some money.
Hell yeah.
Me too.
That's what they should start doing. Put that in the suggestion box. One day somebody will open that up and read it.
And I'll just probably start laughing.
And then they'll throw it away.
Probably.
Yeah, but fuck that. We ain't paying you for a fucking interview.
Yeah, people are ridiculous. Like, you gotta pay me to talk on the phone.
What the fuck I gotta pay you for, bitch? Pay me.
They're like, motherfucker, we are paying for this radio show.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, there's no reason to pay people to come on it.
Exactly.
Since we're paying to be on it, you know
Yeah.
I mean, the only way I could see it possible where they would ask to be paid, like, if they're actually calling from their cell phone and they don't have the long-distance charges, because, I mean, and they're out of, like, country, then that, you know what I mean?
Oh, come on, man. It's 2013. Everybody got long-distance calls, man.
Yeah. Now, why in the fuck is, like, even then, I still want to pay the motherfucker for the interview.
Yeah. It's really not worth it, but I'm just saying.
Yep.
Oh, fuck that little bitch.
Somebody woke up the beast. Oh no. I guess everybody's very frightened.
Yep.
Yeah, even Jack Swagger.
What?
What the fuck's he talking about?
He's talking about
yeah,
what?
Why are you talking about Swagger for?
That bitch is too scared to come back to wrestling. We the people deserve to be shot in the head for coming up with that stupid fucking. I think the worst catchphrase anybody ever came up with. We the people. It's just as bad as fucking Ryback talking.
Wait, so you enjoy? Yes. Yes. But you hate we the people.
It's better than we the people.
And you like Ryback rules.
I can't stand Ryback. What are you talking about?
And he used to love Ryback. That's the funny thing.
Oh, Doyle rules.
Man, that was the best show ever.
Show? That was a movie, my friend.
Oh, movie, whatever. Same difference.
It's a big difference.
I mean, come on. How do you fucking old people out there fucking call movies shows anyways? I mean, you know, that's what they used to call them back in the day. Let's go see a show.
But I'm just saying, if it's a movie, there's usually just like one. Usually. But if it's a TV show, episodes, and there's more than one.
Well, yeah.
Well, unless it's a total flop and gets cut off halfway through the first episode.
Now, what show did that?
I have no clue, but I'm sure it's happened before.
Which show was that bad it didn't even make it through a full episode?
I have no clue, but I'm sure there are a few.
Like that show.
Like that show.
Yeah.
That Havoc just said.
What did he say?
Exactly.
So, today. The fuck?
I don't know. Just like laughing about it.
He's high.
Oh, not yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
God damn it.
Man, you better get high before you pass out.
Exactly. He gets high now, then he might pass out in the next 15 minutes.
He's going to have sweet dreams.
Yeah.
But anyway, so how about today I watched that movie, Snitch?
That's a good, or was it retarded?
I mean, it wasn't that bad of a movie. But it was it was pretty much like right to the damn point, though. Wasn't much of an ending to it.
Well, that's stupid.
It's pretty much dealing with, like, you know, The Rock having to go undercover with some drug dealers and shit to try to get his kid out of jail.
Just leave him in there.
And the one part they're talking about, he was assaulted or whatever. He needed like 36 stitches or some shit like that. And they wouldn't tell him why. I was like, man, motherfucker got ass raped.
Damn.
But, like, I don't know. I really don't think that's what happened, but probably did. But then a scene later or something, they showed him with his face all beat up, though.
Yep.
So remember, kids, if your friends want to send you packages in the mail, don't do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you end up in jail. Hopefully, they quit someone.
He maybe is in jail right now, man. We haven't heard nothing from him for a while.
Yeah, so with any luck, the FBI finally got a hold of his ass.
Good.
Any more luck, maybe they killed his ass.
Well, once the people find out what he did, yeah. They probably fuck
him up. They'll probably either A, kill him, or send him to a state where the death penalty is legal so he can be killed.
From New York.
Because he's from New York.
In New York, the fucking death penalty is still legal.
I think it's about 9 states where it's still legal. I don't know all of them. I know, I guess, New York and Texas are 2 of them, but that's about all I know.
Man, what the hell, man? What's up with this? Certain states have things illegal that other states don't. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Like a few states, you could smoke weed. The other states, you can't. Some places
yeah,
you can kill people. Other places you can't.
I'm going to kill you because I want to.
Like, why can't it just be all the same everywhere?
I blame the damn Congress.
I blame the Congress.
All those motherfuckers.
Yeah, all them idiots that make up these rules.
Yeah. Now, Ghetto, what would you do if you know, like, they all of a sudden came out with a law? Like, if you like, could move to like, a whole other fucking state or city, or like, if you're like, under the age of 30, like, you have to go back to high school.
Back to high school.
Yeah.
Well, let's say that'd be quite interesting.
That would be quite interesting.
I don't know, man. I'd be pretty fucking old to be in high school. But, I don't know, man. I'd probably fail or something.
Yeah, I would too.
Although at least I got an advanced course on your.
That'd be a nice course.
But I don't know. That'd be something to see.
I mean, hey, as long as they make me a fucking senior again, I don't give a fuck.
A senior? Yeah, right.
I was gonna say that'd be the only advantage is if they make you a senior again, and then on the high school seniors. God damn. Got to be some hot 18-year-old bitches there.
No, man, if you're doing that, you got to start at the bottom.
Yeah, well, I ain't fucking no freshman. I got a fucking goddamn fucking senior.
Because, man, when I was in ninth grade, man, that shit was crazy. Man, I never went to class.
Yeah, when I became a senior, I barely went to class either. I was fucking out smoking or in the fucking or in ISS.
And then by my senior year, I got suspended from my graduation project.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was your graduation project.
Yeah, you see that, man? I went from, you know, never being in school to being in school and getting in trouble for my music that I turned in for my project.
Oh, that's what it was.
Started from the beginning and then I end there.
So, did you ever get your diploma or didn't, or no?
Yeah, I graduated. After I went to jail for a month. But yeah, I got my diploma, so that's good.
But I still can't believe they sent you to jail over that shit.
No, man, when I say jail, I mean summer school.
Oh, <I'm not.
laughs> Yeah, it was like fucking jail.
Oh yeah, it usually is.
Although in jail, you don't get taught by an Ewok.
Well, you probably do.
I'm just saying, man, this dude that was one of the teachers at that school, man, he looked like an Ewok.
Goddamn Ewoks.
He was the math teacher.
Yeah, he probably was an Ewok.
Maybe that's
Ewok equals MC squared.
Maybe that's why you're so nice and didn't care that people didn't do their work and shit.
Hey, boss.
Because, like, I barely did anything in those classes. And, they were just allowing me to pass.
Damn.
But the thing is about that is you can only miss 2 days. Otherwise, you wasted your money.
They really, he had to pay to go to summer school.
Yep. That's why you shouldn't fuck up in school.
Yeah, because when I went to summer school, man, I had to pay for that shit. That shit was free.
You had to pay, what was it, like $50 a class?
Oh, fuck out of here with that shit, nigga.
Yeah. And a lot of people fucked up, man.
They can keep their fucking education.
Basically, black people fucked up, man, because they didn't ever show them.
Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker, you're wasting money.
Damn. Yeah, they can keep their summer school education.
Matter of fact, at that school, man, I remember this black dude in the first class I had to go to. He was just always in there rapping.
And they didn't give him a fucking a grade for that?
No, man. He was just sitting in class, you know, just rapping with people. It was supposed to be math class, but...
Chris, turn your phone off.
Call up on your phone and charge it so it doesn't die.
Yeah, earlier, man, I put my phone on the charger, and then for some reason it wasn't plugged in. Like, I let it sit there for a while, and I came back, I was like, well, that sucks. Fucking plug wasn't even in. So it was like, charged 10%.
Nice.
Fucking laptop.
Man, so how about some fucking random person came to our door earlier? And I don't know what the hell he was, probably trying to preach about something. But my mom opened the door, and then she ran away. And she told me to get out. Then by the time I got to the door, man, fucking dude's walking away after my dog scared him off. They just kept barking. I was like, well, hell, man, he's leaving. Oh, fuck that. I ain't gonna stop him. So next time somebody comes to the door, I'll just let the dogs bark at them until they leave.
That could always work.
But then after that, like, I went back outside and I saw that same dude walking up the street again. And then my dogs ran up to him and started barking his shit, man. This dude was scared as shit. I was in the middle of telling him, man, I ain't gonna do anything, but he was scared as shit. It was quite amusing.
But it was.
And like on top of that, they're not even big dogs.
Yeah, he's still fucking running from the dogs.
Yeah, he was frightened. Like you could just see him, man, and boom, real quick.
Man.
So I don't think he'll be coming back.
Oh, well.
It's better that way.
Yeah.
Did you just eat Elmo?
I think he did.
Well, that'd be interesting if I did.
And when I say Elmo, I mean the puppet.
Exactly.
That'd still be interesting as all hell.
They want to eat puppets now.
What happened? Get a one more.
What is that damn noise, man? What the hell are you playing?
This is my computer, but I'm editing my iTunes still.
Why does that sound have to be that loud? What is that?
That's my iTunes. That's me deleting music. Asking me if I want to fucking keep it or send it to the fucking recycle bin. I say, well,
speaking of when you were talking about the Terminator earlier, did you see that she posted a video in the group? Or, yeah, the group?
No.
Yeah. She was advertising for Novi Novak.
Okay. Why?
I thought the same thing, but I was like, I ain't got no problem with that, though, you know, because he's making fun of Hanson all the time and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's the only good thing about him.
Oh, they got some decent tracks, though. But I don't know why she posted it in there, though.
You know, I'm just going to be moving. Maybe I should just remove her from the group.
May as well, man. It's not like she really talks there anyway.
Exactly. I don't think she'll ever have pictures of herself.
Shit, man. Chris talks in that group more.
Yeah, sure.
And that's saying something.
Yay!
See that? He's special.
Yeah.
Crap. I thought he was special, Ed. God damn it.
Well, what the hell were you trying to sound like?
I have no clue. I was just saying yay. In that voice. And I was like, God damn, that's a special ed voice.
See why we say he's special?
Removing Godsmack. Well, not all of it.
Removing Godsmack? Wow.
Well, no, not all of it. Just, you know, just that way I don't have doubles of tracks on there. Because I have, like, every single album from Godsmack.
I remember I bought a cheap album of Godsmack's. And the CD that was in the case wasn't the right CD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why the fuck is it every single time I fucking get your music on my goddamn fucking iTunes, it fucking doubles up for some odd reason? But just fucking Unleash the Beast twice, fucking Lonely Cannibal twice, Monster twice.
I don't know. What the fuck are you doing?
I have no clue, but all I'm doing is fucking adding this shit to my fucking computer. And it adds up to more.
Jeez. I don't know why it's there twice.
It'll keep us there once.
You got Gangsta Hair on there?
No, he wasn't that special.
Damn. You gotta put that track on there. You gotta put that Chris Brown air bitch in Fives.
I gotta find it on my computer so that way I can put it up on here. Bringing this show me to work one of these days. Start bumping in work. And if I end up scaring customers off, who gives a fuck?
What else is another song that was played on here a lot?
That's way too many to fucking even think about.
No, I mean the ones that stood out and that were catchy.
I don't know.
Dust of the Moon.
Man, I think after midnight, Havoc turns into like a little Asian man.
He really does.
That's possible.
He's lost his mind.
Chopsticks.
Something chopsticks.
I started saying fuck bitches. What's funny trying to translate it?
Go ahead, translate it.
Yeah,
that's too hard to do. I heard something fuck bitch, you heard something chopsticks.
Dude, he definitely said chopsticks.
I did. So Chris got bitch at a chopsticks. Interesting.
Yeah. He fucked a bitch with chopsticks.
That sounds like rough for that bitch. And bitch rather be Chris Brown than fuck the chopstick.
So she'd rather be punched in the face?
Yep, apparently. Oh, look, I found one of Chris's boys up on here. Flare the Eclipse. How the fuck is he gonna be? I have no clue.
Wow. Havoc has Chris's artist on here.
Yeah. He's one and only artist.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like, what the fuck? How the hell did he get up on here? He sucks anyway.
Jeez.
That's true.
Havoc's on a hating spree tonight.
So, first he turned into an Asian man, and then he goes to the hating spree. Nice.
No, he was hating before he turned Asian.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. But he's always hating.
He's a hating little Asian man.
And I'm only hating because I have to have these motherfuckers up on Facebook like our shit, but they don't tune the fuck in.
That's why we have that picture. Why the fuck do people like our JR pose and never tune the fuck in?
I kept these motherfucking little bitches and forced them to tune the fuck in.
How are you going to force them to?
I don't know. Tell them we'll kill their cats if they don't tune in.
You ever start reading a status on Facebook and then get bored a couple lines down?
The cats, yes.
Did you say cats?
Yes. Like I said, you know, we could start threatening people. Tell them, I don't know, we'll fucking throw their cats into the street or something like that if they don't turn the fuck in. Or throw their cats and dogs to the fucking agents.
I'm lost.
Well, I mean, come on, you know, I did just say, you know, because we forced people to tune the fog in. You said, how are we going to do that? Yeah, I said, you know, we'll tell them that, you know, we're going to feed their, we're going to sell their fucking animals to the agents.
But I was talking about getting bored reading a little bit of somebody's status that's really fucking long.
And they talked about cats or whatever.
Havoc, what the hell is that new notification on the like page? Is it anything important?
Find out.
Hey, look, there's Butcher Knife. No, that ain't Butcher Knife Man, is it? No, I don't think so. It looks like him.
It's just a like on the fucking shit.
Motherfuckers.
Someone named Clyde. Bond. I wonder if they're related to James Bond.
Why don't you ask him?
I would, but, you know, I'm like dumbass that keeps telling that fucking what to Adam. I actually know that they're not going to respond.
Damn kids.
Hello.
Why the hell do people buy this damn dude's pictures that he draws?
Even it's just from the fact he's absolutely horrible, and he fucking charges them out the ass.
I mean, it's cool that he could do that, but why the fuck do you want to buy it?
And why the fuck are you going to charge somebody $150 for it?
Damn.
Yeah. Dude charges the motherfuckers $150 for that shit.
It's crazy.
Like, it's all right.
Okay, every
but,
time
when
you guys, it's crazy. I think of that stupid, like, Kia commercial, that loud black guy who yells, it's crazy.
The fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Oh, that loud black guy. Yeah, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
The Kia commercials.
We'll just nod our heads and agree.
Yeah.
All right,
maybe it's a local commercial for the Kia in Lexington.
Nobody gives a fuck with the Kias. Shut up about the Kias.
Well, people who like that car probably do, but I don't give a fuck about them either.
What the fuck are you talking about it?
Because of the wild black guy who yells, it's crazy in those commercials.
But if I said those in that fucking commercial.
Or the tough guy that told my God to go and fuck himself.
Call upon your God. I delete. Someone used some off my computer. No, well, off my iTunes. I'm gonna keep the good shit though.
Oh. Since we're talking about commercials, man, that damn commercial for, what was that, Little Caesars, that's fucking hilarious.
I mean, the dude that fucking goes in there saying there's no rules.
Yes. I fucking love that commercial.
That fucking retard is like, there's no rules. Don't take your shirt off. Put your shirt back on.
Put your shirt back on. That's one. Oh, yeah, man. Every time I see that, it's just funny as hell.
Oh, man.
They need more commercials like that.
Yes, they do. Arcane. I got to fucking bring half this fucking shady down on my computer, too. Get down to business.
Let's get down to business. What the fuck?
Come on, man. Fucking buy M&M.
I don't know what that is.
It's a
are you talking about the candies or what?
First Unity. I said M&M. You know, as in the artist. I said M&M.
So when's his new CD come on?
I don't know.
Who the hell cares?
What do you mean, who cares, nigga?
He hasn't really been doing too well with his new CDs, honestly.
Hey.
I look at it.
You shut it, fucker.
Yeah, of course.
I just can't remember until he was a big Eminem fan.
I do like Eminem.
I do too.
I used to, but I think he was better in the past than he is now.
What the fuck up,
yeah, man. I liked Eminem even when he was hating on ICP. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think he got a little bit too soft in the music now.
Have you not heard his new shit yet?
Man, he's still dope, man, with the shit that he says.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's a dope lyricist. It's just some of his songs, I just feel like he's gotten a little bit too soft.
Well, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really see it, but okay.
But then again, you know, that's just my opinion. And
well, man, if you're referring to the Recovery album, you know, it's there's a lot of shit on there that was alright.
I think that is the album I was referring to because I found my download it and I was like, why the fuck did I download this shit?
I mean, there are some dope shit, dope songs on there and shit, man.
Yeah.
But then there are some, you know, soft type songs and shit, but. Even they're good.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. I mean, come
so
on,
find,
I mean, Kurt.
So find somebody else that makes dope music like that, you know, that's still going.
I mean, come on, Kurt, seriously, think about it. Anything that's maybe soft that you hear from Eminem is usually, you know, something that's for his daughter as well, too.
I mean, I know that. I just kind of, I don't know, I just didn't really feel that album was that dope compared to some of his older stuff.
Hey, either way, man, yo, his music's still good, either way.
Exactly, I mean, he's definitely a dope lyricist.
Yep.
I mean, shit, like that BET cypher or whatever the hell that was, like, last year, that shit was fucking nuts.
Well, BET.
Yes, he had a BET cypher or something with Shady Records.
No, I know that, but what the hell did Havoc just say?
I said, what about BET?
he just said that they did a cipher on them.
Wow, yeah, damn. I know. But I'm trying to see if I can find a fucking. I thought I had a fucking track by him. I'm like, I guess I don't have it.
Man, I saw somebody posted up a little snippet of a new track of his.
I mean, shit, man, that fucking video you put out when I'm gone is pretty dope, though.
I don't think I've ever seen that video. Maybe. I heard the song, though.
Yeah, like the video is like about like is like where he's like in fucking I don't know, it's like AA or something like that.
Oh, okay, I've seen that. Okay, yeah, even Haystack covered that song.
Yeah, he did.
But then he attacked Eminem for the longest time. I don't understand.
I don't think anybody will. I think the point of it was not to understand.
Hook? Oh, man, I don't need no hook. I'll just smack that boy with a notebook.
I mean, come on, what the fuck is that? I mean, like, you're going to cover his track, but then you're going to start hating on him for the longest time.
Yeah. Well, you know, mainly because Eminem will never say anything back.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, let's be honest. If Eminem was to respond, he'd end up killing the fucking shit out of fucking Haystack.
Well, that's true. but don't tell him that. I mean, I like them both, but, like, yeah, Eminem would definitely win that.
Yeah, he would.
Well, I mean, Bravo Gator went at him, too, because Haystack told him to. But, I don't know, man. Bravo Gator's crazy with it, too.
Yeah, but I still don't even think Bravo could even amount to even hold his own.
So I think it would be better. I think it would be better if it was Bravo Gator and Eminem beefing. That'd be fucking crazy shit right there.
Yeah, it would.
That'd be a lot of lyrics right there.
That would definitely be a shitload of lyrics.
They should start something up like that. Even though Bravo Gator's stop dissing people and shit now.
Yeah, he's going to the love songs instead.
Hey, man, even those songs are dope, man. I don't care. I listen to all them tracks I got over and over again.
Yeah, but I mean, oh man, like that dude, like when he disses people, it's fucking, it's funny as all hell too.
Supposedly he got another CD coming out real soon.
Hell yeah. Hey, look, I just found some of Chris's old music. It is on my iTunes. Like, it's the Stop Snitching, Devil's Prayer, Take It Over This Game.
There they are. Havoc's gonna be bumping to those tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I just might.
Holy shit, Havoc, your song is on TV right now, that Candy Candy song.
Oh my god. And the mouse gear goes off because of that. Nice.
What the fuck, man? Why is this on TV?
What the fuck?
I blame you, Havoc. Get this shit off my TV.
No.
Take it back to Japan, you fucker.
Hey, she looks good, though.
No, she don't.
Yeah, she does.
No.
Yes.
Chewing.
Daniel Bryan, will you please shut the fuck up?
No.
Well, you're going to have to anyway, because it's about to hang us up.
No.
Gosh, Matt, shut the fuck up. Thank you.